Good afternoon, Scott Says Fine Jewelry.
Oh my God, Philip, it's Anne.
How are ya?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been busy. I had a big wedding band event, so I've been
Oh,
preoccupied with
cool.
that.
How'd you do?
I did very well. Yeah,
Yeah. Oh
it
my
was a great,
God.
we sold probably, so the weekend we did 3 days, and we did 44 bands in
Oh
that
my
with those 3
God.
days. We did four the week before and two again, so we're just hovering around 50 bands in about a 2 week period. So it was
Dang.
great.
Good for
Yeah,
you.
it's about my, I would say my 10th year doing it, so I've got it down with science. But basically, what I do is everybody that buys a ring, engagement ring during the course of the year, I let them know we do a wedding band promotion in March. So I said, after the holidays, I'll call you guys and we'll get together. And it's like a captured audience, because what I do is I bring in three, Lashbrook, Frederick Goldman, and Martin Flyer. They do my wedding bands.
Yep.
They give me their entire line for 3 days. So I start in January and start calling people and booking appointments and getting them to commit. They're excited because they're like, they want to get their wedding plan going. They love getting in here and getting it off the list. And the sale, I don't know, he came that way, I didn't see him. The sale, I mean, if I, and I book appointments. So that
Yeah.
way, no, we don't have doubling over, you know what I mean? People standing in front of each other. So everybody has their
Yeah.
own time. We pour them some champagne. We chat them
Oh
up.
my
And it
God.
really, yeah, it really goes over well. So it's a, but it's a ton of work, but it's such a great event.
Good for you.
Yeah, I wish I could do, I wish I could come up with something else that would be,
Just as successful.
you know when somebody, there's a reason why somebody's coming in. If I knew, if you're coming in for a birthday anniversary, you're coming in, but when somebody is, and that's a reason. But when you do promotions, you gotta just hope somebody comes in and feels like buying. When you do a promotion for wedding bands, they have to get them. They know they have to get them.
Right.
So even when they're kind of hemming and hawing, I'm like, guys, it's the time to do it. Do it
Right.
now. And they all end up buying, because they're like, you're right. Why are we
Right.
gonna wait? And the other thing that's really good is that we were a little gold price proof, because most of the people have never bought bands before.
So they weren't aware
So,
of the spike.
right. The people that have bought a band for $500 and come now and they're like $2,800, they're like, what?
Right.
What's going on? I mean, those people I've lost sales with.
It
But
hurts.
these
Well,
got,
they don't know any
well,
better.
because they know, they knew. Well, these people don't know any better. And then if they did balk, what I did too is, which is great, they did some 10 karat and light versions. So I could say, well, let me see if I can get it a little cheaper. Yeah, I can do it. So I started out, first guy was 3,600. By the time I got to 1,800, he was like, that's not bad, I'll take it. Where that guy 2 or 3 years ago was buying the titanium, the tungsten, the $500 band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
Mm.
Yep. Good for you.
Yeah, so it went well.
My company is now is has another company, Mike and Sam, with bands.
Okay. What kind of bands?
Oh, you would ask me this. It's pretty is it Diatech? Is that what I want to say that it's made of? Diatech? Instead of casting?
Die struck.
Distruct, thank you. Distruct
Yeah.
instead of
Yeah.
casting.
Which is nice.
Yep.
Tends to be a little pricier.
Slightly, but when actually we just talked to somebody who gets the majority from Martin Flyer and Lashbrook, so we were actually right in line. But the turnaround is 5 days.
That's awesome.
It's yeah, and so. I think they, and again, if you're interested, like really interested, I'll have Sam send you the info, or I'll get it from Sam. But they only asked to buy two live pieces. The rest is all what's it called again? Dia.
Die struck.
Thank you. Die struck with lab grown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So tell me, if I wanted. Do they do trunk shows?
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, that's the key, is that if you allow your customer to have 50 rings for a couple of weeks or a week, they can do a promotion with what you have. And so what I do is I have all the lines lined up. Lashbrook, Frederick Goldman, Martin Flyer, all the way down the counters.
Yep.
They start on one, he starts on one end, she starts on the other. They kind of meet in the middle.
Yep.
And then they say, they pick out four or five rings. We tell them, like, because there's so many, they have to hold it and put it out.
Yeah.
And then once they come down, and then they say, okay, I really like this one. Price this one out for me, Philip. I go to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, it's day of pricing. So I'm not getting something that's an old price. I get the actual gold price. And then I tell them what it is. If they buy both, we price it at 2.5. If they buy both, we give them 20% off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They pay for it in full.
Yeah.
So we make key.
Okay.
They get a promotion.
Uh-huh.
And then I order it in. And so then I keep it folded. I had like 25 Frederick Goldman, 15 Martin Flyer, 10 Lashbrook, and just place the orders with them.
Okay.
Go over each one, and then they all come in.
Are they live or are they samples?
Most of them are samples.
Okay.
Some are live. Some are lab grown.
Yeah.
Some are available and everything. So, you know, it's kind of nice. Why I'm telling you this is that if you could get, like my buddy Josh doesn't have a bunch of lines that he does, but if he could get yours and do a trunk show, he could sell 15, 20 bands in a weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good way, and it's a captured audience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean? You get them, and you just say, let's do it. Very rarely do they walk.
What we were talking about is, you know, every time, most times, you buy the engagement ring and you lose the band sale. They walk out the door. So this, hopefully, especially with the turnaround, I understand it's like 3 to 6 weeks, correct?
Yeah, it can be, yes. But what I do, though, is I say no, and I'm calling them and get booking them. I'm like, you know, the band, the mounting you bought her, the company, I have all the matching bands and coordinating bands with it. She'll love it. And the girls are like, we got to go. We got to be there. I want to see every band. I want to see every ring. They love it. They love it, love it. So it's a great, it would be a great niche for you guys to develop.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Listen, you know, I'm here for you.
No, we do. I, you know what? That's what I appreciate. I do. I'm trying to make that money. I want to be like you one day.
Oh, my God. Gosh, if I could only sell diamonds.
Oh,
yes.
we're gonna get there. Two things. One, I need to get all my LTM back. So I said,
which
to
ones?
Lab grown. Yeah, there's lab grown, and then there's like a little pair of earrings, 88 total weight.
Yep, got them.
Yep.
Yep.
I can restock you after my event. We need it for the event.
When's the event?
Well, I can send you a couple, but only a couple. I can't give you like as many as I have.
All right. Can you do them after the event?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good.
Second thing is, why aren't you coming to my event?
I know somebody called. Some girl called and said Philip Ann said you should come, but
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know me.
No.
I'm just, once I close the door, I'm done.
You're done? That's how I am.
I'm done.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yuck. Thank you so much for always being so supportive.
I don't know if
I'm trying to get this Costco guy to let me show him a few others, but we'll see. So he's one. And then... Now I'm hoping, I need diamond people. I had a couple of weeks of wedding bands. Now it's back to diamonds.
Okay.
All right. So I'll be in touch. I promise.
All right. Let me know if you need anything.
Send me an email of what you need back.
I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
I'll get it out tomorrow.
Thank you, my friend.
You're always the best.
Thanks, Philip. I will talk to you soon.
And if you think, if you do talk to any of the customers that have good promotions, that other things that similar to what I just told you that they have success with, let me know.
I will.
Because I'm always trying to think of new ones to do because I think our business, small business today, is event-driven stuff. Promotions really work.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I can't tell you how many times we've done it all. We've got here, and then we have, like, you know, five or six people come,
yeah.
You know. And sometimes they buy, sometimes they don't. You know, and it's such a, you know, if you have a rep come, you're like, dying. Oh, God. You know, but you know, it's so painful. I'm like, all right, I'll buy something for you, you know. But if you could, I was thinking, you know, ask some of your customers if they do.
Okay.
In like a state or antique, I was thinking that might bring people. I used to do that years ago, and people would come and say, for 2 weeks I have this estate collection of really unique stuff to come and see. But I don't know, that I used to do it with Irving Michaels, but they're no longer in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
So if you...
I mean, we have our estate company who does trunk shows.
Who?
Oh, my God, MDJ.
How come I don't know about MDJ?
How do you not? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's our sister company. Michael, the owner, is part owner in it. It's all estate. Go to, when you get a second, look on the website, MDJ Advantage. That's our company. That's our sister company.
And they do trunk shows? Would they send me, like, how many pieces would they send me and for how long and how does it work?
Well, I don't know all that. I'd have to ask. I honestly don't. But if you're doing they do trunk shows, yes.
They do.
That's
no, the in the
answer.
Past, what would happen is I would get on a schedule with them, and every September we would get a week. They would send the jewelry. It was some were repros. Some stuff was original. It had a little, you know, story about it, how old it was, and then there was a cost price, and I put my retail on it.
Yeah.
And I did what I wanted, and if they would do that, I would love that.
Okay, yeah, let me ask them. I don't know the whole deal. I know they do trunk shows, yes. Let me find out the deets, and I can tell you.
Would you please put your feelers out there?
I got you.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye, Philip.
Bye.
Bye.